You guys ever hear a phrase that you're just sick and tired of people using?
Well, sure.
Yeah?
They come and go.
What are you thinking, Ted?
I'm racking my brain. I'll come up with it. There's always one that's hot that's killing me.
Like, yeah. I never think about it until you hear it. Then you're like, if one more person freaking says. Oh, you know, one term everyone says now, I do it myself. I'm guilty of this. Everyone says literally. And most of the time they say literally, they mean figuratively.
Correct.
So I'm literally dying. It's like you're hot.
Right.
You're not literally dying. You're literally hot. You're figuratively dying.
Let's go down the list.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 things you probably aren't washing enough.
Oh, Doc, for all you germaphobes.
I figured it out, Mike. The one I hate currently is, and I'm guilty of it. I did it a few years ago, is I did a thing or we did a thing.
I do like that one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just make the goddamn announcement.
Here we go.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
10 overused phrases that drive people up the wall. Here are a few of my favorites. You're ruining my life. Oh, calm down. In response to, stop chewing your nails. Last time I checked, I already have a mother. And my favorite, you're cut off. Oh, yeah? You're not the boss of me. Yes, I'll leave quietly.
Jeez, oh, wow. BD needs help.
I mean, I know him. I can't imagine him doing it, but the idea of him being like, I'm cut off!
You're cut off!
Yeah.
So here are the 18 overused phrases that you need to stop saying.
In this day and age.
Says this phrase is too modernity, but often feels redundant.
I feel like I only hear that on like a news program or something where you're trying to make a point.
Right.
Yes. That's where I use it, and I'm massively guilty of that one.
The one that I don't like is when you name the year. It's 2024. It's 2025.
Right.
Is there a history book that you're reading from that I don't know about? We should be beyond this by now. Like, okay, says who?
Yeah, I mean, based on what?
Right.
Yeah.
It's a win-win. I don't mind win-win. If it's a win-win, it's a win-win.
I mean, if you mean it, then I like to hear that. Because you're telling me something I probably don't want to hear. And then when you say, dude, it's a win-win. And then you kind of explain why. You're like, all right.
Mm-hmm. Right. If you're just trying to get your point, like, yeah. It's a win-win. It's like, no, it's not. It's a win for you.
Right. It's a win. Honestly, and I can understand where they're going at with this one. It says, this word is meant to emphasize sincerity, but much like you're literally, it can come off as unnecessary. Using it frequently can raise questions about your honesty in other statements.
I mean, I don't know people that overuse that word. Everyone uses that, but I don't know people like, honestly, because you're right. At that point, like, okay, so you're lying.
And sometimes it can be used as like an unpopular take you have on something.
Oh, like, honestly.
Like, honestly, I don't like Chick-fil-A French fries.
Right. And I know, and that works.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I just, they're fine.
You're
about to
give me grief, so I'm going to begin this with honesty.
Yeah, this is not a popular opinion, but I truly believe their fries suck.
Right. Don't kill me. I'm about to go against the grain here.
Yeah.
But I'm going to speak from honesty, and I'm going to tell you how I really feel.
Chicken nuggets are superior in the fast food world.
See? 18.
I know. I almost said something. I'm like, no.
10 overused phrases that drive people up a wall. No worries.
Yep.
Yeah,
again, super guilty.
I'm guilty.
I text it all
one.
The time. Sometimes I make a point to text people back, no problem. Because I say no worries too much.
Yeah, to say no worries, to me, if you say no problem, maybe it was a problem. Maybe. You know, it's just people go, it's like when someone says you're welcome. They may or may not mean that. I feel like, hey, no problem. No worries to me. It's real casual. Yeah. I feel like that's the most sincere way of saying, I don't even care. Why did you bring it up?
It's like someone says, hey, man, I'll meet you there later. There's a bunch of people going. All right. Well, they text, hey, you're not going to believe this. I had to pick up my kid, do this. Yeah. Hey, no worries.
I'll just start saying Hakuna Matata.
I don't mind that one.
Yeah. Hakuna Matata, bro.
It means no worries. Take it to the next level.
That's corporate speak.
Yeah.
All things corporate speak.
Much like, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Let's touch base. Going forward. Again, these are
overused phrases. Means
that cross that bridge when we get there sometimes. I'll say it to myself because my mind will start running.
Yeah. That's fair.
And I'm worrying about something that, like, we That has not happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, but it's like, all right.
Yeah, usually, right. Also, you've created a scenario that might not be the case,
right,
but now you start sweating.
If it is, it's down the road, like one day at a time.
That's right.
Yeah, people get mad at me because on that note, it's always like, it is what it is.
I like that one.
But typically, I like it.
I use that one all the time. It is what it is.
You say it when you're just, usually I say it.
It's a concession.
It's a concession, yep. But it's a situation. If my wife's upset about something, I would not tell her. It is what it is. Me and my wife have to deal with something. You know, the kid messed up in school. Dude, it is what it is. I say that like I'm in this too. And to your point, Ted, we will cross that bridge when we get to it, man. We're in it together. It is what it is.
And all you have to do is think outside the box.
That's right.
Yeah.
But then when you do, they get mad.
It is what it is. It's actually number two on the list.
Some people hate that one, but I'm with Thrill.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. And then this is the number one overused phrase that drives people off a wall. It's often used to summarize a point, but can feel redundant. At the end of the day.
Yeah. Again, I'm guilty of that as well.
That's definitely a sports lingo.
Right.
That doesn't matter what player you talk to. Yeah, man, look, Cleveland beat us this time, but you know, at the end of the day.
Right. You still lost the damn game.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you lost.